Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, 10th edition, defines religion as a personal set or institutionalized system of attitudes, beliefs, and practices. For the past 25 years, J. Gordon Melton has studied religious life in North America. An ordained United Methodist minister, Melton is the editor of the newly published 7th edition of the Encyclopedia of American Religions, and he joins us from Santa Barbara, California. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
What is your definition of religion?
It would pick up from the one that you just read, that is, religion is not just any set of beliefs, but it's beliefs about particular things, in particular beliefs about our origins, our purpose of being here, and where did we come from, why are we here, and where are we going. Those are the kinds of questions which religion attempts to answer and which religions have beliefs about. Then religion takes those beliefs and puts them into a communal setting. So generally when we talk about religion, we're talking about something that happens communally.
How many religions would you say are in this country?
There are a little over 2,000 different religious communities in the country now.
Wow, 2,000. You know, many Americans see themselves as a Judeo-Christian society, living in this kind of society. But given that you've said that there's 2,000 religions, is that the case?
It is appropriate to describe us that way. Of the 2,000 groups, about 1,000 of them, including most of the larger groups, are out of either a Jewish or Christian setting. And something like probably 75% of the people belong to those 1,000 groups. The other 1,000 groups would include 10-15% of the people.
Given the number of, or the growing numbers of religions practiced in this country, do you see a change in the nature of our society as a result of it?
Well, there's certainly been a change. America became 50% religious, so to speak, in the sense of belonging to a group at World War II. Since that time, we have become more and more religious, and we are at present, if anything, the most religious country that has ever existed in the world, with somewhere between 80-90% of the population freely choosing to join and affiliate with a religious organization.
Really? What does it mean for our country then, do you think?
It means several things. It means that professing some kind of spirituality or some kind of religious belief is almost a criteria for election to high office in this country. Being very specific about that belief is not very good, but letting people know that you are religious is fairly important.
Do you think this is a particularly ripe time for new religions?
It's a particularly ripe time for new religions, but the underlying causes has been the spread in general of individual freedoms. We've seen a remarkable change in the world in the last century, with all kinds of freedoms being introduced, and freedom of religion's part of it. And once you introduce freedom of religion, people are going to make their free choices. And the only thing that has seemed to affect that growth have been government regulations. For example, government changed the immigration laws in 1965. A lot of Asians began to move into the country. Asian religion just expanded along with that.
Do you sense a growth of Islam in this country now as well?
Islam has been growing fairly steadily also. Sometime during this century, it will overtake Judaism as the second largest religion in the land.
Is the American government tolerant of religion, all these religions?
The American government is probably the most tolerant government in the world in terms of religion. Most European governments would not be as tolerant as the American government, because most European governments also ask religion to do things for them, and they pay them money, and so they demand things from them that the American government doesn't do because of the separation. But there are very few governments in the world that are as tolerant of all religions as the United States.
Are the American people tolerant?
We tend to be. Overall, we've got a pretty good track record. One of the problems that we have is we tend to be somewhat paranoid at times. We are fearful about things that we don't know. And with so many different religions, nobody can know about all 2,000 of them. So we have a lot of religious discrimination in the country, but surprisingly very little religious persecution and very few acts of violence toward other religious groups.
J. Gordon Melton is the editor of the new 7th edition of the Encyclopedia of American Religions, and he joined us from Santa Barbara, California. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, quite welcome.